Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. There's so much news out there. I'm looking right now at Fox News migrants at the Del Rio Bridge. Migrants that remain there are 3,881 and 1,400 have been returned to Haiti. I don't know if I'm alone in this, but I don't really buy any of these numbers. I don't think there's a real way for these organizations, whether it's CBP or whoever else, to keep track of all of these people. It's completely out of control. There's buses that are heading into the United States. We have no idea where people are going. And It's really it's an I told you so moment that I think most of us wish we didn't have to have.
Because good news, though, Grace. The White House has this under control. They finally solved the horsewhip problem.
So what he has asked all of us to convey clearly to people who are understandably have questions, are passionate, are concerned, as we are about the images that we have seen, is one, we feel those images are horrible and horrific. There is an investigation the president certainly supports, overseen by the Department of Homeland Security, which he has conveyed will happen quickly. I can also convey to you that the secretary also conveyed to civil rights leaders earlier this morning that we would no longer be using horses in Del Rio. So that is something, a policy change that has been made in response.
What? Because nope. To use the horses, you have to have reins. And since people don't know what reins are and they confuse them with whips, we have to get rid of the horses. They just don't want these agents to be able to do their jobs. That's why they're getting in trouble for doing their jobs, which are a thankless job. And I cannot believe more people aren't walking off. No more horses. It's too offensive to Jen Psaki. She uses those words horrible and horrific over and over again. She didn't use those words so much about the righteous drone strike, but that's neither here nor there.
Horse-rific, am I right?
Yeah, amen. All right, joining us now, I'm very excited about this, Amber Athey. She's a writer for The Spectator. Everyone should check out her work. Amber, we have so much to discuss with you. Thanks so much for coming on. And you guys can also check out Amber's podcast, Unfit to Print Podcast. Amber, thank you for joining the Grace Curley Show.
Thanks for having me, Grace.
I want to start, actually, at first, the reason I reached out to you is because of Biden's domestic agenda, and I do want to keep track of that. I am really hopeful that he won't be able to get anything done and will kind of just have gridlock, which I think right now is the best scenario. But before we even get to that, you have another piece out and you say Biden speaks at conference filled with anti-white, anti-police rhetoric. Now, because this is happening around the same time as the UN, this virtual meeting kind of went under the radar. Can you tell people where he spoke and some of the messages that went out after Biden left?
Absolutely. So President Biden gave the opening remarks, which was a pre-recorded video statement for something called the Root Institute. It's actually the second year of this conference, and it's hosted by the Root. If people are familiar, that's a media website that mostly covers black issues. This conference, after Joe Biden spoke, went into racist, hate-filled, divisive territory. One of the worst panels that I watched to see what this conference was about attacks on critical race theory. And there's a Rutgers University professor who spoke on this panel who just went on a racist tear against white people, saying things like white people are, quote, committed to being villains, that they are corrupt, that they are morally and spiritually bankrupt. She suggested that children, or actually she didn't suggest, she outright said that children as young as fourth graders who are white think about themselves as being superior to other races. So just a whole load of anti-white tirades from this woman. There were other panels as well that were anti-police, where they claimed that police actually make communities less safe and increase violence in minority communities. So just a completely radical conference. And Joe Biden, again, gave the opening remarks at this conference. I reached out to the White House to ask if he endorsed these things that were said during the Root Institute conference. And unsurprisingly, I did not receive a response from the White House.
Yeah, you're joining Peter Ducey in waiting for information from the White House. And Amber, I would not wait for much longer. I don't think you're going to get it. I want to read one of these quotes. White people's birth rates are going down because they literally cannot afford to put newer generations into the middle class. We live in a system where even white people cannot sustain the cost of their own lives. It's super perverse, but they also kind of deserve it. This is from Brittany Cooper, who you were just discussing, the Rutgers professor. It's bizarre, Amber, that he would go and talk about this when, as you point out in your column, he likes to present himself as, you know, a pro-police kind of person. But this goes against that entire narrative.
Exactly. We were told repeatedly that this was going to be the administration about unity. There's obviously nothing unifying about this message. One of the other comments that this professor made was when she was asked how to get white people to give in to their agenda, she said, well, what I want to say is that we should just take out the M or Fers, but I can't say that. So she was expressing this like secret desire to just kill white people who disagree with her. It's just complete, utter nonsense, disgusting rhetoric, and I want to say, you know, well, Joe Biden couldn't have known that it was going to be this crazy. But if you actually go on the Root website over the past couple of years and just look at some of the headlines, it is not surprising at all that this was the kind of ideology that was being preached by them. And I'm sure that the Biden administration was familiar with this website's work before they agreed to have him record this video message for this conference.
And furthermore, Amber, I understand wanting to give him the benefit of the doubt, but when you look back at the Trump days, and I try to only do this once a day where I say, imagine if it were Trump, but when Trump was president, he was being asked to disavow people he didn't even know. David Duke, like random
right.
people. So if he had ever spoken at a conference, then that would be a definite, people would take that as him endorsing those opinions without a doubt.
No question. I mean, when he was asked about the Proud Boys, he didn't even know what the Proud Boys were, and he told them to stand down because the left-wing media demanded that he somehow be in charge of them, and yet that statement wasn't even enough for them. He disavowed white nationalists in Charlottesville, and then somehow the narrative became that he didn't disavow white nationalists. So you're right, we shouldn't give Joe Biden the benefit of the doubt because Joe Biden was one of the politicians who was advancing that fake narrative and actually launched his campaign on it.
Absolutely. Now, Amber, just to switch gears here, I'm speaking with Amber Athey from The Spectator. She also is the host of the Unfit to Print podcast. You have a really interesting piece about the Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough. I don't think this is someone who comes across a lot of people's desks every day, but she just delivered a major blow to President Joe Biden's domestic agenda. Can you kind of explain this to us and also explain the Byrd rule?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Byrd rule was implemented in the 1980s. It's a rule in the Senate that says anything that's done through the reconciliation process has to be more than incidentally related to budget and spending issues. So you can't just throw in some like political wish list item and get it passed through reconciliation, which means you only need 50 plus one votes in the Senate. Normally you would need 60 to overcome the minority party's filibuster. So it's a way for the slim majority to get through whatever items they want, but they have to be related to the budget. So what happened in this case is the Democrats wanted to put in this massive amnesty bill where they would create a path to citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants. And the Senate parliamentarian, who is nonpartisan, she's actually been in that position since 2012, said she invoked the Byrd rule and said, sorry, guys, you're not allowed to include that in here, because it doesn't actually have anything to do with the budget. This is a political item. So they were stopped from doing that. She also struck down Bernie Sanders' proposal in the same reconciliation bill back in, I believe it was February, where he wanted to put in a $15 per hour minimum wage.
Yeah, and the part of this that I agree with you totally on is that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are probably breathing a sigh of relief because, you know, it's a way for them not to get blamed for it. But I'm not sure if they would really want this to happen anyway. But you mentioned that some of these far left progressives who the speaker once told us was only, you know, five or six people, that they want this woman to be fired.
That's right. So Ilhan Omar called for her to be fired back towards the beginning of the year, and multiple other members of this progressive caucus have actually called for Democratic leadership to ignore the parliamentarian's ruling, which would be a pretty unprecedented abuse of congressional rules and would effectively eliminate the Byrd rule, which of course would mean that if Republicans were to regain power in the Senate, they would then be able to pass whatever wish list items they wanted, whether it was defunding Planned Parenthood or what have you, with the 50+1 majority. So this is a case of Democrats not really thinking about what they're wishing for and how that could potentially backfire, just like when Harry Reid nuked the filibuster for judicial nominees and then Mitch McConnell took advantage of that when Trump was in office.
Yeah, and I remember Mitch McConnell telling him, this is going to come back to bite you, and I think it's going to come back to bite you a lot faster than you think. And
That's right. He
was right. It is really amazing. Now, Amber, if you had to give your predictions about where you see Biden's domestic policy achievements going, do you think he's going to get very far? He, as you point out in this column, he doesn't have all that much time left because 2022 is going to be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the question right now is on the infrastructure bill. Is Nancy Pelosi going to bite the bullet and try to get both the moderate Democrats and maybe some moderate Republicans to try to pass the infrastructure bill and maybe even let the reconciliation bill die? Because right now she's in between a rock and a hard place. If she puts forth the infrastructure bill without a promise of a vote on the reconciliation bill, then she loses the progressives. If she does the opposite, then she loses the moderates. So she's going to have to somehow actually court enough Republicans to vote for the infrastructure package in order to get both done. And based on just simple history, I wouldn't be surprised, actually, if a lot of Republicans end up voting with her on the infrastructure bill because they tend to not have very big spines. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they cave in. And, of course, I think that would be a huge mistake because then they're paving the way for this reconciliation bill to go through, which is filled with tons of insane liberal climate priorities and other nutty left-wing spending wish list items. So it would be a huge mistake, but, again, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens.
Yeah, I remember reading once that, you know, the GOP never fails to disappoint, and I agree with you on that. There's, you know, yep. It never ceases to amaze me how weak-kneed they all are. Amber Athey, where can people follow you on Twitter and read all of your excellent work?
Sure. They can find me at Amber_Athey, and they can read my work at thespectator.com, and also listen to my radio show on WMAL 105.9 in D.C.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much, Amber. When we get back, everyone, we'll be talking a little bit more about what's happening in Del Rio, and we have a lot more sound to get to as well. Jared, we have good news about the thunderstorm. I feel like every day we're testing it on new things, and today we had a new challenge.
Yes, I'm trying to settle science on this one. So they've been repairing and painting the walls in the building, and this morning they did it in our suite. And, of course, we have a VIP coming in today, and if anybody's on the VIP, they know, but our VIP's eating our conference room. Well, the conference room was freshly painted, and our VIP had the wonderful food from Aviva Trattoria, and we did not want her to have to smell paint while she's eating food. So, what did we do? We plugged in the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, we turned it on, and boom, paint smell was mostly gone within a few minutes, and now it is completely gone.
And you know what? Our VIP's nodding at me right now. She's saying it was great. It was gone. It's a fabulous product. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. And this is a great product because I'm going to hold it up for the Rumble because people can never believe how small it is. But it's a small product. It's very powerful. It doesn't require air filters. You just plug it right in, and it works in minutes, like Jared said. So make sure you get your hands on this while they have the three-pack deal, because once you get one, you're going to wish you bought more. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special three-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Click on my name and use code word GRACE3. We'll take your calls on the other side, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
I hope those horses are going to put out some sort of apology statement, because I don't think any of this would have happened if it weren't for the horses. Obviously, they're now being accused of this horrible fake news.
That horse was 2 days away from retirement.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. Who could have seen this coming? George, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, so Grace, I don't know if you've ever been to a Patriots game or not, but when you're walking from the parking lots into the stadium, the state cops are always there, and they have some huge horses. And if you step out of the line into the road where you're not supposed to, they push you back so quick, unbelievable. And I've never heard anyone say that the state police are racist and these remind them of slavery days. You're going in the Patriots. If you step out of line, you get run over by the horse. And again, no claims of racism or, you know, slavery days there. So what's the story?
George, first of all, that is an excellent point that I never thought of. But now I'm wondering, we got rid of the horses at the border, but does it end there?
Royal Canadian Mounted Police, you are on notice.
Where can we have horses? The petting zoo? I don't know. Maybe they could use the horses at the border if they didn't use the reins, because the reins were mistaken as whips, and that really triggered a lot of people. So maybe if they just went bareback?
Yeah, they'll just hug the neck.
Yeah. Hold on. I think barebacks, that's scary. That takes a lot of skill. But you know what these Border Patrol agents are going to have to learn? It's another added thing on their plate. They don't have a lot going on down there anyway. I mean, they only have thousands of illegal Haitians trying to get into the country. You don't think we can add another thing to their list? It's absolute insanity. And it's just, I don't know who they... I think the part of it that bothers me the most is how eager these frauds were to jump in and try to paint the Border Patrol agents as monsters. Like everyone from Mallorca to Kamala Harris to AOC to Joe Biden. Oh, it's horrible. We can't let this stand. It's like, how about you have their back and give them the benefit of the doubt for 20 seconds, considering they're dealing with a problem that you caused. They're dealing with the mess that you made. You know what it reminds me of? I reference this all the time, and I'm sorry if I sound like Joe Biden with the Amtrak stories. But in the movie A Few Good Men, when he says, Jack Nicholas says, you sleep under the blanket of protection I provide, and then you question the means in which I provide it. And that encompasses so much of our problem right now in this country. We're fine being free and having all of these wonderful luxuries of being able to say any stupid thing that comes to our mind, tweet out any stupid opinion we have. And then the people who are protecting us, the people who are risking their lives and are probably incredibly depressed from this situation in Del Rio and are probably being more humanitarian and helping these people more than any of these social justice warriors in Congress, they're the ones who get the criticism. They're the only people keeping us from the brink of complete chaos. And we treat them like garbage. It's disgusting. And the one place they should be able to count on is the administration, whose fault this all is. And even they turn their backs, even Joe Biden. Of course, you know, they see it as an opportunity. Oh, they'll be the bad guys. We won't be the bad guys. No, we all know who the bad guys are in this situation. And it's the people who are circling back to us every other day. All right, Woker Jokes coming up next. Get on the lines. I want full lines before we start. 844-500-4242. Woke or joke.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
All right, I'm going to give everyone a chance to get on the line. 844-500-4242. It is time for Woker Joke. But I want to remind people of something because I've been getting some aggravated emails. You could even call them hate mail because they get kind of nasty where people are saying, I won Woker Joke. Why aren't I getting my VIP? When you win Woker Joke, you're entered to win kind of like a raffle system. So you might get chosen, you might not. So keep trying. I'm happy.
You win a ticket.
You win a ticket, right. You don't automatically win a VIP experience.
Right.
That's just something to keep in mind. Now, before we go to Woker Joke and we get everyone on the lines, I do want to do the poll question here. Today's poll question is brought to you by Kennedy Carpet. Howie's used Kennedy for decades, and I'm using them in my living room and in my dining room. I'm so excited to finally have a beautiful new rug in both those rooms. For all of your flooring needs and carpet cleaning, go to kennedycarpet.com today. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who's the least funny comedian? Samantha Bee, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, or Jimmy Kimmel?
We're going to talk about this in the 2 o'clock, but I will say Seth Meyers, they all had a horrible night doing this climate change thing, but Seth Meyers interviewed John Kerry, and
that's funny.
Painful does not begin to describe what I watched. It was like an 8-minute YouTube video. I did not watch all
of
it.
Can I get out of here, please?
Oh my gosh.
I think Seth likes to think of himself as more of an intellectual comedian, but he's not.
Well, it's funny too, you know why, Taylor? Because they all were giving these, they were all giving shout outs last week to Norm MacDonald because Norm MacDonald passed away. And as I was watching them, I'm like, you guys are exactly what Norm MacDonald tried to warn people about, which is bad comedians try to make people clap, not laugh. That's
right.
That's all last night was. It was this big sanctimonious PSA about planet Earth for like 4 hours.
I listened to Norm MacDonald's audiobook after he passed away, because he wrote a book based on a true story. It's filled with non-true stories. It's very Norm MacDonald, but it was a very, very good listen. So I highly recommend it.
Yeah, no one's that funny anymore on late night. It's unfortunate. All right, 844.
Samantha Bee has taken over the lead at 31%.
That's funny.
Michael Bear's at 28. That's appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really not funny. And I actually, that might be, that they, people might be onto something. 844-500-4242. All right, it is time for Woke or Joke.
I started a joke.
But the joke was on me. Oh no.
All right, for people who are new, here is how this works. Taylor has a list of headlines. Some of them are real, they're woke, and some of them are a joke. Either Taylor or Jared made them up. Now, Taylor, if people want to listen for more of these stories, for the real headlines, where can they tune in?
They can tune into the Howie Carr Show at 5:30 every Thursday for the week in Woke, where I go into depth explanation on what these stories entail.
Because there's so much more to the stories than the headline, you know? These are really thought out, good ideas.
Yeah, a lot of, especially the woke stories, the headlines are attention grabbers, and when you get into it, it's like, oh, that's not as woke. It's still a little woke. But
you know what I noticed too? And then we will go to the lines, I promise. I notice that sometimes something becomes a big headline because someone starts a petition, but the petition sometimes only has like 50 people that signed it.
And petitions never go anywhere.
Yeah, no, it's just people complaining.
I've never seen a headline, White House adopts new policy thanks to petition.
Petition, yeah.
Never seen it.
All right, let's go to Jonathan. You're first on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jonathan, here's your headline. Disney World to remove American Adventure Pavilion from Epcot World Showcase because, quote, you're already there.
Oh, that's a joke.
That is a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. What? That's not true.
What gave that away, Jonathan?
I don't know. I guess I'm just getting used to it.
Okay.
Oh, that's a challenge. Thank you, Jonathan. Stay on the line.
So,
give your number.
A little backstory to that one. When I was in Disney World last with my wife, we were in Epcot, and there's so many things to try, so many different countries, but the white American stays around the American Pavilion eating chicken fingers and French fries. Guys, there's falafel, there's sushi, there's all kinds of stuff out there. You're eating chicken fingers?
That's jingoist pride right there.
Sometimes, though, it's like you could spend hundreds of dollars on a fancy meal, but is it better than McDonald's? Is it better than a $10, you know, Big Mac?
It was,
I don't know.
Just moments like that that make me shake my head and go, ah, white people.
Oh, gosh. Taylor's turning woke through.
By the way, that was a joke.
It's, oh no, he's too far into this now. All right, 844-500-4242. Let's go to Scott. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Scott?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, Scott, here's your headline. Energy producer to test rollout of discount rates for minorities.
That's a joke.
That is a joke. They're very confident today.
That's not true.
I'm not a fan of that confidence, Scott.
Yeah, you're just, these are just too obvious.
Very righteously indignant. That's a joke.
And he was right, though.
He was right.
844-500-4242. All right, Christine, you're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Christine?
I am ready.
All right, Christine, here's your headline. Danish kids show about man with magic penis is innocent and goofy, says TV critic.
Oh, God. I hope that's a joke.
Is that your answer, that it's a joke?
Yes, joke.
That is woke.
Oh,
not a joke.
No.
Not a joke.
Yeah.
What show is this?
It's called John Dillermand. Diller in Denmark is like saying Johnson here. It's slang for male genitalia. And it's a claymation. And this guy has like a 10-foot long... And it can do anything.
And this is a kid's show?
It's a kid's show.
That...
So he's like wearing an old-timey bathing suit from the 1920s and his is covered. But it does magical things like order ice cream. He can fly with it.
What's happening in the world? Like, what's wrong with Barney and Elmo? Why do we need this?
The article here says it's a very Danish show. We're kind of laid back in some ways and also like to have like a dark sense of humor and also to cause a bit of an uproar. So they're laid back and they like to cause an uproar.
I'll say. Yikes. 844-500-4242. We will go to the calls in a moment, but we're going to start instituting a new policy where Taylor tries to give me one woke or joke, because I don't watch them make these up. I try to steer clear of reading too much about it. So let's see if Taylor can stump the host of the show.
All right, Grace, you ready for your headline?
Yes, I think so.
Here's your headline. Animals' limbs are stretching and warping because of climate change.
It sounds like, what's that thing called? When people change over time?
Evolution.
Evolution, thank you. I lost my train of thought there. It sounds like evolution, so I'm going to say woke.
That is woke. Very good, Grace.
Wow.
You're entered to win.
Not a joke.
A free lunch in studio at the Grace Curley Show.
And it's really, really a fun time. My VIP here today is loving this, and she won woke or joke, and that's what can happen for you. 844-500-4242. Taylor, I'm going to wait on the other side for some more of these, and we're going to talk to Marcy from Aviva. Can you stick around?
Surely.
All right. All right, so we will be right back with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. All right, we got a lot of people on the lines for Woker Joke, so let's get right to it. Vern, you're next. Are you ready for your headline, Vern?
I am. Let's go.
All right, Vern, here's your headline. Get ready for gender-bent fairy tale Sindhimela from Tyler Perry and Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Joke.
That's a joke. Boy.
Yeah, it just didn't roll off the tongue.
That's not true.
Not all headlines do, Grace.
No, I'm saying Sindhimela.
Sindhimela.
And honestly, it's supposed to be a play on Cinderella, right? That was your thought process?
That was Jared's thought process.
I have to say.
How dare you?
No more remakes. Like, we have, I was watching over the weekend Disney Plus. My sister bought it at my parents' house. So my parents bought it. They're finding out that now. But we were watching some of these movies. The originals are so good. Like 101 Dalmatians, Beauty and the Beast. The cartoon originals were fabulous. Mm-hmm. We don't need any more reboots.
Oh, what, they have Cruella now. It's an origin story of Cruella de Vil. Who asked for that?
You're beating a dead horse.
I think there's a cartoon for that.
Oh, Jen Psaki?
Exactly. All right, let's go to Paul. You're next with Taylor and Grace. Are you ready for your headline, Paul?
Oh, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right, Paul, here's your headline. Rock band Manfred Mann's Earth Band to change to Person Fred Person's Earth Band.
Yeah, it's
going to
be a joke.
Yeah,
that's
a joke.
Oh,
by the way,
no!
That was a joke. That's not true.
You guys are losing your touch.
No, I think
that one was.
That was pretty
barely.
Yeah.
That was a giveaway.
We needed some entries into the Aviva Treachery at lunch.
Okay, congratulations, Paul. You got an easy one. All right, let's do Deneen. You're next with Taylor and Grace. Are you ready for your headline, Deneen?
Yeah.
Wait, Deneen was here last week. Can she play again? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we have no rules. This is the Wild Wild West. Go ahead, Deneen.
Wild West pimp style.
Yeah, Wild West pimp style.
All right, Deneen. Here's your headline. Native American tribe wants Boston University to change name of Miles Standish dorm.
That's woke.
That is woke.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
We'll get into that one later on in the show and Howie Carr's show. But Miles Standish, he's also got a forest, a state forest named after him, too. So I think that would have to go through the state legislature if they were to change that.
I'm always confused how much time people have on their hands. I know I say this a lot, but it really boggles my mind that people are worried about what buildings are called. Like just avoid the building, I guess. Just
why avoid a building?
Or don't even look at. I don't even know what most buildings are called when I walk into them. But people are mad about
it. Well,
you
knew the dorm names at your college, right?
Yeah, but I didn't know what they meant. I wasn't like Googling it and thinking, oh, this man, let me see his tweets from 100 years ago so I can cancel him and demand they change the name of this. No, I was like, hey, what bar are we going to tonight? Let's go out.
The Miles Standish Bar.
That's what it's supposed to be. We went to a bar called Louis. I didn't know what Louis' backstory was.
Louis
I didn't know
C.K.?
His stance on abortion.
Louis C.K.? Canceled.
Well, Louis is out of business now, so maybe that was the reason why. Last one here before we go to Marcy from Aviva. Let's go to John. You're next with Taylor and Grace. Are you ready for your headline, John?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, John. Here's your headline. NBA's Golden State Warriors to wear green Warriors uniforms made from vegan materials for select games this season.
I say woke.
That's a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. It's not true.
Gotcha. I knew I
got one.
Sorry, John, you're the only loser today, but we appreciate you calling in. I was going to say the vegan material. I don't know how that would hold up with basketball, all that sweat.
Kelp, maybe? That might be a good...
There's different types of... I had to research this. There's different types of vegan wool and leather and things like that. Hemp would probably be part of it.
I think I'm a little concerned about how much you know about all these headlines that you're making up.
He comes up with some really in-depth ones.
Well, the key to a good lie is to have the right threads of truth that make you doubt.
The right vegan threads of truth.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, Taylor, the Wizard of Woke. And everyone, make sure you tune into Week in Woke today at 5:30 on the Howie Carr Show, because Taylor will be going more into detail about all of these very important social justice movements that are happening. All right. Joining us now is Marcy Day from Aviva Trattoria. And actually, Taylor, stick around, because you got one of my favorite meals today from Aviva, the Eggplant Club.
Mm.
Marcy, thank you so much for joining the show, and thank you for the incredible spread.
Hi, Grace. Thank you. Yes, the food you guys picked today was absolutely stellar, I think, in my opinion.
Yes, and, you know, the portion sizes are so great, too. My VIP was talking about that. She said this salad was so delicious, I was almost filled up just from that. All of the food is amazing, Marcy. And what do you guys got going on for the fall? I know that you had teased a fall menu a few weeks ago. Is that up and running yet?
That is coming out mid-October. We're actually finalizing the draft tomorrow. We have some really exciting new things coming on there, and some great new daily promotions. So on Mondays, you can come in any one of our locations. We have five, and to get a buy one pizza, get a small cheese for free. Every Tuesday, kids can eat for $4 with any purchase of an adult entree. And Wednesday and Sundays, those are my favorite. That's what we call a wine and dine night. So it's a three-course meal for $20, available at all locations every Wednesday and Sunday. You can start with a salad or a soup, and then you pick one of our amazing entrees, like a chicken broccoli Alfredo or a teddy with our everybody knows Bianco and Sons, sausage and broccolini's in there, our fresh eggplant parm, spaghetti and our homemade known as meatballs, and many other options. And then, of course, a dessert to follow. So for all those wonderful courses, it's only $20. We have five locations, Malden, Massachusetts, Westford, Marlboro, Wrentham, and Maynard, all here in Mass. More to come. And another great thing that we're going to start promoting is our large parties. We have so many great spots in all of our locations, private dining areas, where we host large events, anywhere from, you know, a small get-together to a party of 50, 60 people. So we have all kinds of menus for that, too, and we welcome people to check us out at avivatrattoria.com or reach out to any one of our locations.
Yeah, and the Aviva in Malden is where Howie and I will be next week on Friday. It's our big last remote of the season, really, and we're so excited about it, so I encourage everyone to check that out. But Marcy, I also want to talk about just how beautiful these restaurants are. I mean, your staff's incredible and the atmosphere is great, but they're all just incredibly clean and open and bright, and it's a great place to go with family and friends or maybe for a date night.
Awesome. Thank you so much for saying that. We take very good pride. You know, we're always clean, so that's just a prerequisite, but that's very important to us. And you know, it's a comfortable atmosphere. We have TVs, we have great music on, we have live music. There's something for everyone at all of our locations, whether it's, you know, you're going to hang out after work with friends, come for lunch, you know, work lunch, or have a birthday party. There's something for everyone. It's really comfy, community-like environment. It's really great.
Yeah, so everyone should check out our remote at Aviva next Friday in Malden. You should go to avivatrattoria.com to see more about their locations and their menu. And, Marcy, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, everyone should check out their cocktails and their desserts, because that's the best part of any meal, is the beginning and the end. We'll be right back. Marcy Day from Aviva, thanks for joining us. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.